Hey there, this is Beth Lauren Parrish with Inspired Riding. I'm a certified riding instructor, remote coach, and animal communicator. I encourage equestrians to slow down, trust their intuition, and listen to their horses. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about getting into the habit of truly listening. I've been on a quest to create ways to help riders find simple solutions to their riding issues. What I found most often is that taking just a few minutes before going out to the barn to check in makes all the difference. What do I mean by check in? It could be as simple as placing your hand over your heart and asking, "What do I need to focus on right now?" Then, if you want to take it to the next level, you can keep your hand on your heart and ask your horse what you should focus on for your time together. By doing this, you're honoring the sacred moments of being with your horse. And even if you've never actually done these kind of check-ins, it will be really interesting for you to notice what comes up. You might get words, images, or just feelings, but it's a really great practice to do this and see if you can actually get some cool insights from your own intuition and from your horse. So since I've found that this is one of the key elements to improving your riding, I decided to create a specific journal to do these check-ins, as well as reflect on the sessions with your horse afterwards. It's called the Companion Journal for Inspired Riders. It's a 12-week planner that includes insights, exercises, and plenty of space to write out heartstorms, my fun idea instead of brainstorms, before each week. My remote students in my group actually helped shape exactly what to include, which was a huge help when I was putting it together. I want to share a few of the insights that are included after each weekly reflection section. This one is called Water Thoughts. When you feel stuck, remember that you are mostly comprised of water. Allow the water within to flow. Imagine your horse is a stream of water and you want to help guide where it goes next. Challenge yourself to drink more water. If you need to hit the reset button, take a bath or a shower. Allow the water to wash away any unwanted energetic connections. So at the end of each of these insight pages, I invite you to ignite your manifesting power by thinking of a what-if scenario that feels amazing, magical, or wildly imaginative. So if you haven't noticed, this isn't your typical journal to just write out the facts. Those are important, but setting yourself up to visualize and dream up how you'd like your horse time to transpire will be transformative. I hope I've inspired you to take a look at the journal for yourself. You can find it on my website, inspiredriding.com. Thank you so much for listening, and may the horse be with you always.